Slavery is a word that evokes thoughts of a trade outlawed long ago, but there's growing evidence of human trafficking and labour exploitation right here in Australia. Across a range of industries, people are being trafficked to work in appalling conditions with little regard for human rights. And now the Australian courts are being asked to decide on a claim of modern-day slavery. Anna Morisot has this report.
Gloria, as she wants to be called, came to Australia with the promise of a job as a live-in housekeeper for a foreign diplomat. But in reality, she ended up falling victim to a sinister trade.
I was treated like a prisoner. I'm not allowed to talk. I'm not allowed to go out, even throwing out the rubbish.
Her first few days, she didn't have a bed and was made to sleep on the floor.
At least I have a carpet, and the door has no lock, so they just come and go.
The Filipino says she was made to work 7 days a week, wasn't paid wages, and had her passport confiscated by her employer. With no money, no friends, and no freedom, she didn't know what to do.
I didn't expect here in Australia that thing will happen, because I know Australia, they have strong laws with human rights.
Fiona David is from the organisation Walk Free, a group fighting to end modern-day slavery.
We're not talking about cases where people are just being badly paid or they don't like their job. We're talking about cases where the exploitation is so severe that it really is proper to use a word like slavery.
She says workers are being exploited across a range of industries, including the sex trade, construction, agriculture, and, like in Gloria's case, domestic workers.
We know that the Australian Federal Police have done several hundred investigations and assessments under the human trafficking and slavery legislation. We know we've had 17 convictions under these laws. And we also know that NGOs are seeing clients in these situations that are never bringing their cases to the police.
About 60% of cases investigated are linked to the sex industry. But police say reports of labour exploitation in other industries are on the rise. Earlier this year, the Federal Parliament passed tougher laws on slavery, and for the first time, a separate offence of forced labour was created. The Attorney-General, Mark Dreyfus.
To make it clear that any conduct which is forcing someone into a slavery-like situation, which might include deception, and including in that forcing people into unfair debt contracts, we wanted to make sure that that was unlawful.
Advocates welcome the move, but say what's needed now is to raise awareness of this hidden trade. Fiona David again.
Classic tip of the iceberg situation where what we see in reported crime is just one small part of a much bigger picture.
As for Gloria, she's one of the lucky ones. After a month and a half, she managed to escape with the help of her embassy and federal police and is now suing her former employer. But she knows of others who are still trapped in similar situations.
Worse than mine. So it's really sad. I wanted to make a difference at least.
And she says she hopes by speaking out, she can give voice to those who lack the basic freedom to speak for themselves.
Anna Morisot with that report.